Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
Do not enter unless you're prepared to have a deep conversation about body, mind, and spirit with Trilby Johnson.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show today, Trilby Johnson. She's a transformational author, a body brain reformer, and the intuitive channel and teacher of the Quantum Alignment Signature Connective Embodiment. Trilby's tagline is that she helps connect the dots to who you truly are, and I think her passion is going to entice you. So first, Trilby, I would like to welcome you to the show.
Hi, Lynette. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
You are coming to us all the way from New Zealand, which I think is pretty cool.
Me too.
Good. Now, listen, you know that we start our shows with a quote, and I had no idea how apropos that would be for someone like you. So first, share that quote that you brought today with us.
You are being the creator in your life. What greatness are you creating for yourself? Enjoy the magic all around you.
Now, who wrote that quote?
I did.
Very exciting. Very exciting, everybody, is that Trilby's book, which is titled Aha Moments, Inspirational Quotes to Shift Your Thinking, is actually newly released. It just came out on November 11th. That was the launch date. And I believe that it's on special until November 22nd. I think it's half price right now, right, Trilby?
Just below the half price, Lynette. I really wanted as many people as possible to be able to access this before the price goes up, and it's a promotional launch, so that's my pleasure. So if people need gifts, it's a great gift idea for yourself and, of course, others.
And I'm sure they can pull this up on Amazon and check it out and probably even preview a page or two. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's on Amazon, and depending where your account is, you'll find it there. It's in ebook and it's in large print paperback. I wanted everybody to be able to read this. And I've noticed from a lot of books myself that sometimes the print is so small. So large printers. So people with, you know, eyesight challenges are still able to read it. And you can also order it via any probably local bookshop. Your library too, they could maybe have it in stock.
That's really exciting. And you know what? I'm going to make sure that I include a link to your book in our show notes so people can access it there. But I really think that it's ironic that you and I kind of connected at a time that was really beneficial to the fact that your book had just launched. So that's really exciting. And I'm super happy that I can help you put that out into the world. So I told everybody that your passion is going to entice them. Can you tell us what is your passion?
My passion, Lynette, is bodies.
So hopefully they're living bodies and not dead ones.
Very much living, and hopefully more living by the time people have worked with me.
Okay, very interesting. Now, I would like to know exactly what do you mean that bodies are your passion?
I've had a lifetime love affair with my body, Lynette. I'm very fortunate to have a body that was quite sensitive. And so it's taken me on an amazing journey. And I'm really fascinated by bodies. I love how they work and how they have a language that when we tap into that, there's a whole new world of sensory perception that is available to all of us. What I want to share with people is that, you know, our bodies have everything that we need. They are set up for success. I'm a Reiki teacher, so I've done energy work. I have advanced energy healing experience in body techniques. And I'm also a massage therapist, so I've worked closely with bodies. And what struck me was how disconnected people are from the very thing, the very vessel in which they live. And that was my experience too. I think we get disconnected from our body. And I think this has repercussions that rolls out into our life where we feel a disconnect from ourselves. And it is actually a state, a physical state. It becomes a physical state that we can experience of disconnection. And that's when we start to experience, chronic stress, chronic pain, chronic depression, like we're talking chronic, because it's been going on for quite a long time. What I want to help and support people in doing is nurturing that connection to themselves and to enjoy a healthy, vibrant trust in their body and to enjoy the benefits of this. I know my life totally shifted the day I've consciously realized just how much my body does for me, and I started to tap in to this source of resources that literally was under my nose. So, and it's the same for everybody. It's so true that it's in our body. And I so get that people who are not in that space think, what the heck is she talking about? I mean, chronic pain, that kind of stuff. I really believe that our bodies are speaking to us. They're communicating to us all the time. And what's great about our bodies is they operate on a quantum level. They operate beyond the realm of the mind. So they don't operate linearly. If you're looking for evidence, nothing that we do in our body is us. Everything's taken care of. Our body's doing it for us. So, you know, we eat food. Yes, we choose what we're going to eat, but our body digests it for us. Every breath we take, it's not us that runs around making sure that every single cell in our body is oxygenated. Our body has a consciousness and intelligence of its own. And I just love bodies because they're uncomplicated. And where I really discovered my gift was during my working with people, is I have the ability to connect to people's body. For want of a word, you could call me a body whisperer. I have the ability to just connect to a person's body, and the body starts to talk to me, and I can understand it. I don't understand it in words or that, because those are mental concepts, but I get information, and I feel our bodies are talking to us all the time. And the longer we don't listen, you know, we start to experience dis-ease. My desire is that people really connect to this amazing miracle that we have just by daily becoming more aware of what our body does for us, and then using maybe more conscious, aware techniques, you can start to tap in and start to understand. And of course, everybody's body is different. I know when I was massaging, I mean, we study anatomy and, you know, all those kind of things. And yet I was just in awe of, like, people would come and everyone was different. You know, yes, we've all got a leg and we've all got an arm and we've all got a back and we've got the muscles and that. But I just find bodies fascinating. They're beautiful and they love to be touched. They love to have fun. I mean, our body is a totally sensual organ, and it is our vehicle through which we experience everything whilst we are alive. So it's ironic that, you know, most of us are so disconnected from it.
I have to tell you that I think that in my journey over these last few years,
of just understanding myself better and my person better and the universe better and how everything is all connected. I feel like that has been like this culminating thing now for me, because in the process of doing all of this, the one thing I have neglected is my body and is my health. And I have been over the last couple weeks now on this journey of getting to where I am making that a focus. And it's just, again, ironic that you're speaking a language that I needed to hear right now that I can understand. I hope you can't hear my body, though, talking to you from there, because I don't want to know what it has to say. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to know what it has to say today. Maybe once I start doing better things a month from now, I'll want to know what my body is saying.
Yeah. And that, you know, and that's a lot of people are in that place, and it's not about judging what your body's saying or what, you know, it's about being in total allowance of it. The more we allow our bodies to do what they need to do and we get out the way, you know, and I do my personal understanding of is we have a contract together, you know, our soul has a contract with our body consciousness, but they are two separate life forms, you know, and it's just amazing how people overlook that. And it's not, why I call what a work I do body brain reform is because we have been programmed for centuries to think that way, you know, and the brain is when you understand how the brain works and how it's been programmed, it is the part that we use mostly, the mental side, let's put it that way. It's been programmed to think like this, and the brain is fantastic because it's very efficient, and the brain always works for highest efficiency. So as soon as you repeat something, you know, a few times, it's created a neural pathway for that. So it becomes easy, but easy is not always conscious. The work I do is to, with the assistance of the body, is to start to rewire the brain through specific techniques and working with the body. We have to work with the body. You know, you can, meditation's great and exercise is great, but if you don't put it all together, we are made up of three elements, body, mind, and soul, and it's about aligning those. And when you align, that's when you have a perfect match, and that's when you have balance. And I truly believe that life is ultimately about harmony, balance, alignment. And we see this in nature. Nature's such a great teacher. I don't have attachment to what bodies tell me because it just happens in a different space, totally beyond judgment, you know. And that's what our bodies want. They are tired, sick and tired of being judged to death, basically.
Wow.
And they are shouting out, please, please. You know, and most people that I've worked with, they come to me when medical profession has said, we can't do anything more for you, or we don't know what's wrong with you, you know, which is great because that means they're open to new possibilities. And that's what I love, because if you take the time to listen, the body will show you. It brings into question, you know, definitions of what we think health is. Whose definition of health? You know, I think it's so funny, you know, people say, yes, you need to, you know, I don't know, drink 2 liters of water a day. Well, maybe my body doesn't want to drink 2 liters of water a day. And that's what I invite people to do in all the work I do, is you are your own guru. And when you start to work as a team with your body, you will start to experience shifts, the real shifts, because you work in unison with yourself.
That's pretty deep. I know, everybody, we are going really deep. I hope you are kind of sticking with us on exactly what Trilby is putting out here, because it's complex and not at the same time. You know, Trilby,
which yeah.
is like the body is complex and not at the same time.
Absolutely. And it's because there is this kind of gray area around bodies, and because our brains have been, it's been programmed out of our brain to actually consider our body. You know, for centuries, the body, human body, has been labeled badly. You know, it says in the Bible, you know, the flesh is bad. There's been terrible repercussions throughout on that, you know, on our body image, for women, for men too, you know, what you should look like, what you should eat, things like that. And it's about asking what works for me. What does my body want? And then allowing your body to say. So, yeah, it is quite deep. You know, if that's my role as the messenger, to bring this through to people and those that it resonates with.
It's resonating with me right now, because one of the things that I have been on the hunt for is really an organization that could treat me, mind, body, and spirit is what I've been looking for. For me, though, at this point, just thinking exercise, nutrition, get in touch that way. I'm curious, though, how did this all begin for you? How did this passion begin for you?
Well, I've always been a searcher. I've been on a quest my whole life. I really wanted to understand what life was about. I mean, very young, I looked around and thought, why is everybody so unhappy? You know, I just saw everyone unhappy. And I thought, no, this is not, you know, what I signed up for, kind of literally. And I mean, everybody's an empath, okay? It's just we all have different degrees of awareness of that. And that's basically my invitation to people, you know, once you start to connect. But it was, and then I went through teenage and I hated my body. I just hated it. You know, I was everything that we were not supposed to be. And I suffered a lot because of that. Once I'd left school and I started my first job, and I remember one day I was sitting in the bus and I was in a very dark space. The point usually just before kind of like surrender, it's like mentally I couldn't go any further. So my thoughts stopped, which was great. And this message came to me, this awareness of how much my body does for me. And I think that was the turning point. It was actually a story that I'd read about the stag. The hunters were after him, and he was very proud of his antlers. But when the hunters were chasing him, his antlers got caught up in the branches. His antlers, the thing of which he'd been most proud, was what let him down. And what actually gained him his freedom were his legs, because he finally was able to break free and then run. And that kind of just stayed somewhere in my subconscious. And I think that's what popped out in this moment. And since then, I've started to honor my body. And I know that I was actually saving up to have a breast reduction done. And I heard a story of a lady who'd had to have a double mastectomy. And that just put everything in perspective for me, you know. Right. It just was like that shock moment where I thought, oh my God, how stupid am I being here? You know, here I have a healthy body. The only thing that's wrong with it is that I think there's something wrong with it. So there's nothing wrong with it. And that just helped to shift, you know, because here was this woman whose life, you know, had been changed forever, starting to be grateful for what we have. And then I had terrible, terrible migraines because I just stuffed everything down. And I was very disconnected from my body. Absolutely. I was numb. Let's put it that way. I got to the point where I couldn't cry anymore. I was numb. And what actually saved me was having these migraines, because pain is great if you see it for what it is. It's a messenger, you know, and if you take the time to listen, it is an alarm bell, like that, hey, you know, something needs attending to. I didn't know anything about massage, but a friend just mentioned she was going to a massage therapist. And I've always been very curious. I just felt pulled to it. And I thought, okay, well, I'll go. Anyway, I went. I was very uncomfortable, you know, because I was uncomfortable with my own body. But I was very blessed because I had the most amazing masseuse. I mean, she was just awesome. And so I started to go to her regularly. And it took about 3-4 months of, you know, regular massage. I was going once a month. And all of a sudden, I realized, wow, I haven't had a migraine for like 2 months. Things like that. It was slowly starting to actually notice what was changing. So hindsight is a wonderful ally. That's why I do encourage people to journal. You know, you don't have to write a whole thing, but just kind of jot down what's going on in your life, because I found that it helped me so much to actually realize how far I've come. You know, hindsight is great because it's confirmation of what you've already done. And as long as you don't go into judgment about it, then it's a really great tool. So it started there. And I think because spiritually, well, I call it spiritual, I always had this drive. I wanted to know what was going on. So I just started looking around. Where can I find the information I'm looking for? The connection to my body started to grow. And then I was also I went to see a therapist who was specialized in neuro-linguistic programming. And so I started to address the mental aspect and at the same time, the body. The spiritual kind of feeds both and both feed into it. So it's a symbiotic relationship. And that's what's so beautiful about it. So, you know, you were saying, you know, it's not because you haven't been like focusing on your body. It's kind of like, I think we have to clear out the space in one area maybe first so that new stuff can come in.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter where it comes in. You know, some people, like for me, it came through body awareness. And some people, it will be a mental concept, but it's to allow it to flow into the other concepts and to join it. So be curious and please inform yourselves. You know, don't believe everything you read. Investigate, research, you know, find out what's going on, because there's so much information out there. And what I do is I ask for the information. I ask that I be shown what I need to know and that I meet the people I need to meet, you know, and some people call that coincidence. Some people call it synchronicity. Some people call it the law of attraction, you know, but that's the power of the question. And that's also part of the work I do, is to use the question. It's very, very powerful. In the Bible, it said, ask and it is given. And it's true. And The Secret, the book The Secret, mentioned this. And I think it got everybody's very excited and hopes up, but it didn't explain all the other bits behind. And all the other bits behind and what's really going on, that's the work I do, because it's got to be practical. While we get these great aha moments of inspiration and that, it's how do I apply this to my daily life, you know? Meditation's great, relaxation's great, but you can't spend your life in meditation. I used meditation for quite a long time as an escape to get away from my pain. But when I came out of meditation, my pain was still there. Maybe I saw it from a different angle. So it's about addressing all the dots, connecting all the dots, because we are a whole being. We are whole. I love those little kids' drawings, you know, where you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you have to join the dots. That's the image I have. And then when you've joined the dots, then you've got your picture. That's what we're busy doing. We're busy connecting the dots to who we truly are.
And you know what? I think that you and I are visual in the same way, because I always say on the show about connecting the dots or connecting the plot points of your life. Like, I see that as the same. It's all moving forward. It's all going to make a whole picture. And everything that you do and every moment that we have, they are a series of dots that we connect and we find. I want to know now, you have this passion. you make these discoveries and then you decide to create this career, because I want my listeners to, right. Because you have a lot of different degrees and certifications and study. And I mean, your want to learn and your fascination with knowledge and your learnedness is obvious here. Okay. You know what you're talking about. And I want my listeners who are listening to you, and whether they're interested in exactly what you're doing or whether they have an interest of their own to pursue, I'm curious, once you got all of this information together, what kind of hesitations or challenges did you have moving forward and doing this as a business for yourself?
Biggest thing for me was trust. Trust in myself and trust in that I knew enough and trust in that what I had was of value. And then having the courage to start talking about it. And then looking at the beliefs that we've been ingrained with about money, how we can earn money. So all that came up. It really is true. As you do one thing, so you do everything. And, you know, if you've got shit going on in your life, you probably are going to have shit showing up in your business, you know.
And then it's a shit show.
Absolutely. You know, and yeah, shit makes things grow, but it stinks, you know. So, yeah. And because of the work I do, I've gone through a lot of marketing procedures that don't work for me. I think when it comes to your business, yes, look for information, try out new things. But you are a co-creator with the universe. That's my message to people. We are here to co-create with the universe and to see that in physical form. And here we are following procedures from other people, you know, and they say, oh, you need this, you need that. Okay, give it a go. But if it's not working out, go within what works for you. And I think that's what they mean, like, you know, follow your bliss. But for you to get to your bliss, you're going to have to face all the demons first.
And that's the thing I think, Trilby, is a lot of my guests come on and listen. The bottom line is, I am a host of a show who presents guests who have passions, whatever they are. Does that mean that I agree or disagree with everything and anything? It's not about that. It's not about me. It's about my listeners listening to my guests, pulling anything they can from them that they can apply to their lives. And I'll tell you something. A lot of my guests represent the idea that you can live a life that you design that doesn't have to be the life somebody else has designed for you, or the, you know, living under the expectations of other people from different generations. I had a conversation with my daughter about this today, Trilby, and you know what? You know what I was saying to her?
Yeah.
She is the type of person who finds a lot of security, comfort, and peace in a 9-to-5 type of job. She is conservative and she finds a lot of peace in this structure. So that is fine. I support that for her 1,000,000%. But when I'm telling her about the different things that I want to do that, you know, are to her way outside of her comfort zone, I say to her, it's okay that you don't understand why I might want to do this. But thank you for seeing me as a person and not just your mom. And thank you for understanding why I would want to do something like this. And it really, you know, just goes to show you that you have two different people, same family with different needs. And some people are fine and they like to go to their job every day. They like that security. Other people need to move freely about the cabin.
Absolutely. And that's linked to your values. And those are stronger than beliefs. You know, I think we come in with our values, you know, and those are kind of linked to your soul agenda, you know. And so, yes, for some people, security is very important. But how much of that is entrainment? Okay. That's what I'm saying. Now, the work that I do is because what really pisses me off is a lot of people are saying we do this, do that, but nobody addresses the energy, okay? And that's why your body is important, because our body works on a frequency, just a frequency. It doesn't have concepts like the mind. To change something, you're going to have to neutralize or put back to zero the energy, the points of the activation. And that's why, you know, like affirmations and things like that, yes, they work to a certain point. But if you're not going to be releasing the energetic imprint, the body holds on to it because that's part of how it's been programmed. And that's where the body-brain reform comes in.
That's actually something I also do talk about in my show, is the philosophy that I follow is 7 levels of energy. You know,
yeah.
I'm a firm believer.
Absolutely.
I don't care which philosophy you follow, but the fact that energy attracts like energy, that whatever you're putting out into the world's a mirror, it's going to bring it back to you. All of those types of things, you know, and being able to recognize and manipulate, control and balance, I think is so important, because that's really, you know, kind of how we're controlling our worlds.
Absolutely. And that's what you see manifesting externally, you know, the recent events, you know, the unrest in the world. You know, we blame society, but we are society. And that's why we have to take responsibility. If we want things to change on a level that's sustainable and that's coming from a place of a different way, we have to change. And that's what I think we've been called to choose. It's not even what people say, to choose to love or fear. Yes, but it's to even love the fear. You know, I hear people talking and it's like, unconditional love does not exclude. So again, definition, you know, whose definition are we adhering to? Because a lot of the concepts that are, well, most of them in our current reality have been programmed vibrationally. You know, so it's wake up, people, because if you're not connected to yourself, you're susceptible to what I call the default setting, you know, and that's when you get pulled into other people's drama. So it's about being so accountable for you that, yeah, at first it's throughout the day, maybe really checking in every 5 seconds, you know, every thought that you choose, because we choose the thoughts. So there's that pre-step. People say your thoughts make your reality. Yeah, they are the building block, but there's a step before that. It's what are you choosing? And that's why the body is so important, because if we tap into that information and we connect to it, our body is giving us intuitive information that we can tap into. And I think we could save ourselves a lot of suffering. I know from my personal experience, that little voice that said, don't do it. And I ignored it. And, you know, a few years later down the road, I thought, So I have started to listen.
I was just going to ask you, what do you think you've learned most about yourself in this process?
To trust myself. Before I could love myself totally, I had to have the trust. My life up until that point, I had, and that's my journey, because I go right to the bottom of things because I want to know. I found myself on the floor a lot, you know, thinking, how the hell do I get back up? And sometimes I didn't really even want to get back up. For me, it comes down to trust. I think I've just written a blog recently, actually. I think to experience unconditional love, the kind that we need to really experience if judgment's not there anymore, we need trust, and we need trust in ourselves. I hear people saying, oh, I can't trust them, I can't trust him or them or whatever. We can't trust our government. Again, it's all the reflection of what's going on within. So where am I not trusting myself? I always come back with the question, and it doesn't necessarily mean I don't trust myself. Often I can have the awareness, well, no, actually I do trust myself. So this is not mine. I love Byron Katie because she says, mind your own business. And it's true. Mind your own business.
Well, you just shared with us, Trilby, that you've had a lot of down moments, a lot of searching, researching, discovery. Where are you at in your life right now? When I say this, I mean with your relationship with yourself, your body, emotionally. Like if people are listening and they're saying, okay, you know, listen, some of the things I'm learning about you. You have this great relationship with your body, although at one time you had body image issues that you wanted to take care of. Then you made a really good discovery with that. You've had heartbreak. You've had times where you sound like you had a little bit of depression of some kind where you just didn't want to get back up. You've had financial issues in the past and all different things that you've traveled through. So you've done a lot of learning, though. You seek knowledge out. So I'm just curious if somebody is listening and they're like, okay, this woman sounds intelligent. She sounds informed. She sounds real. She's experienced real life too. She's had issues of all different kinds, just like me. But what has all this learning and knowledge brought you to now? Where are you at on your journey with this?
Yeah, I am at peace with who I am. And I love myself and I trust myself and I honor that every day throughout the day. And I mind my own business.
So how long does that process take or how long did that process take for you? How long did it take you to get to that point?
Well, it's taken me many, many lifetimes, but in this lifetime, I mean, I will be 48 in January, so it's taken me, I would probably say, I really loved myself truly about 3 years ago, and I've been nurturing that love affair with myself, tweaking it, looking at where I still didn't love myself, exploring that. The work I do and the work that I want to do with people is that they don't have to go through all this because it is preventable.
Well, and you know, something I just want to say too is that you and I are the same age. And I think that maybe once you pass that 45-year mark, maybe we just get a maturity and a perspective that allows us to receive in a way that we just couldn't before. I don't know.
Absolutely. And coming back to the body, if you study the body and the hormones that are, you know, released and the chemical, I mean, everything's chemical in the body, there is a shift. In the West, for women, it's called menopause or whatever, but there is a shift in the chemical functioning of the body. And that's why the body is absolutely awesome, because it starts to prepare us physiologically to experience this more spiritual, if I could put it that, way of life. You know, most people, the kids have gone, you know, or and it is, it's the later year of lives. And you can see this in the older cultures, you know, where they used to leave the young people to the elders to look after because the elders had the wisdom. There are truths out there. Some people get it, Lynette. I mean, I know I see and hear a lot of people around, and a lot of people our age are floundering. They're in overwhelm. They don't know what to do. And I so know what that feels like. That is what I love to do and why I want to work with people, because I have found a way. It works. I know because I've done it.
Right.
And my journey back to self-love is ultimately, and that's why I say to people, you are your own guru and love yourself. Love yourself so much that you would not ever think of hurting another.
Wow.
And that's the concept is because the I is the we, because we are the oneness. It's the extrapolation of the within to the without. It's what you're doing to yourself, you're seeing outside. You know, and when you start to tweak the focus, I just want people to also know there are so many possibilities. And like that day, I was sitting in the bus and I just had, you know, what I call an aha moment, where somehow my intuition, my higher self got through to me and gave me this information and it went in. I was able to hear it, see it, you know, feel it with all my senses, and it integrated. It went into the subconscious. And when you engage your body, when you're grounded in your body, then you're tapped into the subconscious and you can become more aware of what's going on.
When you talk like this, it reminds me of moments where, let's say, early morning, the sun's rising, I'm outside in the hot tub. I mean, it's an instance where you just have such a connection with the world around you and you truly do feel like one with it. The breeze is blowing, the leaves are falling. And that's what I mean, because people can listen to what you're saying right now, and there's some people listening, completely understanding, and other people going, I don't know if I really grasp all of this or even believe all of this, which is fine because everybody's in their different stages. But
absolutely.
On the conversation I had, and I'm going to say it was 6 minutes before our interview, I was on the phone with my sister-in-law, Tammy, from Iowa, okay, which is in the Midwest of the United States, and I'm on the East Coast. So I'm talking to Tammy, and I'm telling her about this business idea that I have for the show, and it's a big one. It's expansive, and you and I were discussing it before the call.
Yeah.
And so when I said to her, you know, this is what I know it sounds crazy, but this is what I want to do. You know, her response to me was, that's Lynette, everybody else before herself. Like that,
yeah.
Right? But,
yeah.
But Trilby, my immediate thought was this, I am these people. I am one with these people. We are one with the universe, and doing for them, with them, being one of them is what makes me happy. So, I mean, it's not me saying, oh, I put others before myself. No, what feels so freaking awesome is that I mean, when you have a gut knee-jerk reaction like that, and it is, I am those people, and nothing makes me feel better than lifting these people up, that was an amazing moment for me that I know was feeling one with everybody and feeling part of the universe.
That came from your subconscious, so that's great.
Yeah, I think that I've just been in a place where I really connected with what Deepak Chopra calls your true self. And
absolutely.
And the meditations absolutely. That I've been doing with their challenge has helped me do that. Like Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey have a meditation challenge or a meditation experience. And I have been doing that daily. And I really think that I have made connections that I've never made before. And it's inspired me to do things that I've never been inspired to do before too. I really think that's been a part of it. Okay. So we have talked about a lot of different things here, and I know that you're very well read. Is there a book that you can recommend to my listeners?
Yes. I know a book that really, because people want like, oh, well, is this true? I would recommend Bruce Lipton's The Biology of Belief and anything by Bruce Lipton. He is such a gorgeous man. I just love him. He's so enthusiastic, and he talks in The Biology of Belief about he's actually observed it and has evidence in a laboratory of how the way in which our thoughts impact on our cells and our genes. So for those who are a bit more academic-minded and who want nitty-gritty stuff, the Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton.
Okay, awesome. This part of the show is called Motivate Me, Express to Success. So it's very quick responses, under 60 seconds, and it's envision, explore, and execute. So three biggest steps to motivation in my mind. So I'm thinking, based on our conversation here today, that we want people to become more in tune or in touch or connected with their bodies. Would you say that's what we're talking about?
Absolutely.
So for them to envision this for themselves, what should they be able to physically see?
Well, certainly thoughts of themselves in a healthy state and doing things that they love, imagining themselves doing activities they enjoy, and especially feeling how they want to feel. The body responds to your thoughts. So when you are seeing pictures, please, no doom and gloom, because that is what you are communicating to your cells.
That is amazing. I love that so much. Okay, so to explore this, what can they do to kind of research or look around them?
For me, the technique that really brought me to myself was the breath. And yes, people go, what? The breath. The breath is the one of the body's automatic processes that you can consciously control. And, you know, yogis have spoken about it forever. I have a free distress detox relax audio series where I have a breathing tape, which you can get off my website if you like, which talks you through how to use the breath to connect to your body, because it's what I call conscious breathing. The moment you bring your awareness into your breath and you switch off the automatic pilot, you are present. And our moment, your moment of creation is now. And you can do that with the breath. And your body is then grounded. You are grounded in your body when you bring that awareness to the now.
I'm definitely going to check that out. Okay, so they can explore that on your website, which we will have a link to. So to execute a plan then, what would they act on?
Start noticing how you feel. Like when you're feeling angry or things like that, just start to become aware. Take a moment, connect to the breath. Find where is that feeling in your body. And you don't have to try and change it. It's not about not feeling angry. But just notice how that anger feels. And when you're feeling happy, notice how you feel and where is that feeling in your body. So it's little steps, little awarenesses, but that's the way the body talks. The body talks to us through sensation. So, and then jot things down. And please don't judge. Drop the judgment. There's no should, woulds, would, you know, whatever, coulds, woulds, whatever. Just allow what's there to be and breathe.
Okay, excellent. Now, closing advice. What would you like to leave everybody with today?
You're not here to make a difference. You're here to be the difference. And you are special in a way that nobody else is. Not more than, but different. So explore that, celebrate it. And love yourself.
I'm such a believer that every single person in this world is a piece to this massive puzzle, you know?
Absolutely. Even the baddies, you know, even the bad people, even those we judge who have taken on bringing in that darker densities of energies, because they reflect back to us parts of ourselves that we know or that we need to embrace and integrate.
I understand that. I've done some learning on that as well. You know what, Trilby? I got more than I bargained for when we when we booked this appointment, but I really loved everything that you shared with everybody today. And I hope that people stuck with us till the end and got a lot out of this conversation that they could apply to their lives. So I really want to thank you for adding so much value and for taking the time to communicate all of this in such an articulate way for my listeners.
Lynette, thank you. It's been a delight. I love talking about this and letting people know there are possibilities. So thank you very much for this opportunity. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well. To connect with Trilby, you can meet her at Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, our private group, or you could email her at trilbytheconnective@gmail.com. So Trilby, at the end of my show, I give listeners a go do, something we would like them to go do today. So what is it that you would like them to go do right now?
I would like them to go and sit down and write down something that they can acknowledge themselves for that they've done today.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for this fabulous show. And listeners, that's it. Please remember you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.